Way back in 1972, when cattle roamed the 300-acre property now known as CU Boulder South, the city of Boulder wanted to keep the land open space for all time. But the city couldn't get the landowner to sell, and in 1973 threatened condemnation of the property. 5 contentious years of negotiations later, the property owner sold the land. Not to the city, but to the Flatiron Company for gravel mining. Gravel was mined, but the property remained mostly empty, mostly open space. And nearly another 20 years went by until the Flatirons Company, watching Boulder's lucrative growth, approached the city about annexation in 1995, hoping to build 80 luxury homes and a museum on the site. As you might imagine, neighbors loudly opposed the development. Then about a year later, Boulder residents opened their daily camera one morning to discover the CU Board of Regents had struck a secret deal with the Flatirons Company to buy the property, saying that university might want the land for future growth. With all that history, it's no surprise that some long-term Boulder residents like Charlie Johnson are worried about what CU might eventually build on the property now known as the gateway to the city.
CU will do whatever it wants. If it wants to build a Williams Village building there, it will. Right now, they're not planning on it, but yeah, they are not beholden to the city whatsoever, and they never have been. And it might be part of an annexation agreement. Maybe. We'll see.
Other Boulderites, like Bruce Iden, seem more resigned about what might eventually be built on the property.
I'm worried. I live right on the edge, right where they'll be building the houses on the slope. And I guess I'm happy they haven't done anything yet, but it's probably happened. You know, things get more crowded almost everywhere, as far as I can tell.
CU's Vice Chancellor for Strategic Relations, Francis Draper, was on hand Monday to make a presentation at the community discussion. According to Draper, CU doesn't plan to build a new football stadium at the city's entryway or tall skyscrapers to house students like the Williams Village Towers built at the city's entrance in 1966. But just what CU might do with the property is still pretty vague.
Well, we haven't said what's going to be developed on it. That's first. We don't know. But I think there are probably some things we just know we're not going to build. We don't intend to build there. So a football stadium. We already have a football stadium. We're working on repairing it and making it nice. The issue is that when we do a long-term plan for the university, that's public. It's on our records and everything. And the second thing is when we do actual plans for a building, then we've got to lay those out in front of a whole series of public forums. And so that will provide plenty of opportunity for community input. We'll get input from the city. So that's going to be a pretty long, open process. Really what we're spending our time is evaluating what housing we might be able to put out there to help our employees in the long run, or, you know, upperclassmen, graduate student type of housing, or limited instructional research kind of things. Those are the sorts of things we're thinking about, but thinking about is the operative term here. Real major building is probably going to take a number of years.
Is that like a dozen?
I don't know. I mean, that's the problem. And 5 to 10. Give it a range.
Many of those attending the meeting, like Fraser Meadows retirement community resident Al LeBlanc, are less concerned about what's built on the property than what the city does to address flood mitigation by using the property for water overflow to prevent what nearly happened to him during Boulder County's catastrophic flooding in 2013.
What happened was Fraser Meadows has a garage and it's underground, and I was going down to move my car. And somebody was coming up in the elevator, and I said, is there any water in the garage? And they said, no. Oh, okay, I'll go back. I'm not gonna worry about it. 15 minutes later, that 8 feet of water came down, and if I had been in there, no telling what would happen, because all 80 cars got destroyed. We're talking about life and limb, and that has more priority over anything. And that could hurt Boulder more than anything, because 2010, they predicted the flood. It happened in 2013. So who knows when it'll happen again.
But before any flood mitigation can happen at the CU South site, the city needs to change the property's land use designation and begin annexation. There are 3 land use designations in the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan: low-density residential, medium-density residential, and open space. Low density allows 6 housing units per acre, while medium density allows up to 14 units per acre. Should CU exercise either one of those designations, it could be a lot more than the 80 homes originally proposed in 1995. And assuming annexation goes forward, development of the site will be in the news for years to come. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.